From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. One person has been killed and two others wounded at a shooting in Denmark involving a satirical cartoonist. Witnesses said that gunmen fired multiple shots at a cafe in the Danish capital, then fled. The cafe's front window was riddled with bullet holes. Police are searching for two suspects. The shooting took place during a freedom of speech event organized by the Lars Vilks Committee, that supports Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks, who has satirized the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Vilks has lived under heavy security. He was not injured in the attack. Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists unleashed a barrage of artillery Friday, or early Saturday, that is, hours before a European brokered ceasefire was due to come into effect. The ceasefire is due to be implemented at 22 hours Universal Time Saturday. The agreement was reached Thursday in marathon talks among France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia, Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has said that if the ceasefire fails, martial law will be instituted in Ukraine. He said, before Minsk, at the session of cabinet ministers, I warned before that if there is no peace, we may have to take the decision to impose martial law, a very difficult decision, but a necessary decision. The UN Security Council is expected to meet on Sunday for an emergency session to shore up the ceasefire. The 15-member body will vote on a Russian-drafted resolution calling on all parties to implement the deal. This is VOA News. The governor of Nigeria's Gombe State has imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire Saturday. The governor's spokesman announced the move, saying that though the fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew will take effect across the entire state, which shares the same name. He said residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunmen and restore order. There is no word on any casualties. Sierra Leone, that is, has quarantined a neighborhood in the capital Freetown following the emergence of several new cases of Ebola. The coastal district of Aberdeen, home to slums and upscale hotels, was shut down Friday. The quarantine is a setback for the West African country that had the most cases of Ebola in the recent outbreak of the disease in Africa, which killed almost 9,000 people. President Barack Obama is calling for more investment in U.S. education. During his weekly address, Mr. Obama said the government and parents need to work together to equip young people for the 21st century.
But in a 21st century economy, our kids will only do better than we did if we educate them better than we were educated. So we have to do more to make sure they graduate from school fully prepared for college and a career.
In his fiscal 2016 budget, the president has called for a series of programs to help middle-class Americans. Mr. Obama proposed to pay for the new programs through higher taxes on corporations and wealthy individuals. Republicans in Congress have called the budget dead on arrival. Tens of thousands of Yemenis protested Saturday against the country's takeover by the Shiite Muslim Houthi movement. In the central town of Ibb, Houthi gunmen fired on protesters, wounding four of them. In southern Yemen, heavy fighting has continued between Houthi rebels and Sunni tribesmen, many of whom are allied with local al-Qaeda groups. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say security forces are searching for a polio vaccination team that disappeared Friday evening. The team included two vaccinators, two security personnel, and a driver. The incident occurred near Zub district in Baluchistan province. Local health workers and relatives fear the team was kidnapped by militants. And protesters took to the streets of Bahrain Saturday on the fourth anniversary of an uprising calling for widespread reform in the country. Protests by the majority Shiite opposition in Bahrain have persisted since the 2011 uprising, which came amid the so-called Arab Spring. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.